and welcome to day 20 of the Everyday Novelist NaNoWriMo Write Through, or as Kitty likes to call it,
the Nano Gang Bang. Although today it's not so much of a gang.
No, it's not so much of a gang today. Today, Tori is out because she got swamped with work and had no words as a result, and also didn't have time to come over for recording. Ben is out because he's decided to throw in the towel. I'm going to see if I can get an exit interview with him, but it may not be possible. Dee Dee is out because she also has been swamped with work, but she did report 459 words. So go Dee Dee, even though you're swamped with work. Kitty is here, as you can tell. Kitty, how were your words and how was your day?
I got 859 words, which is not my best day, but definitely not my worst.
Excellent.
My story is moving along, and it's moving along slower than I want it to because I managed to cycle at least half a scene every time I sit down to write. But we are moving around the location of interest and having conversations about what the appearance of the location of interest might mean. And that's vague enough not to give anything away.
Well, that's good. Yeah, cycling half a scene is actually pretty normal. Why is it eating up so much time?
I think because I read through from the beginning a lot. And I get stuck on little details and research those details as I'm writing.
Mm.
And that sort of takes me back and forth out of the story.
All right. Something worth incorporating, and you know, it's not that research isn't important, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
But something that will help you build a skill that you'll need to be able to get stories done is, mm-hmm. as you're going through to get yourself up to speed, you know, correct a little grammar that you see, correct typos that you see, that kind of stuff. But take where you've left yourself as if it's the starting point. Just mm-hmm. take whatever you've established as a given, even if it's wrong, and go with that wrong as if it's right.
Okay.
That'll give you the practice on moving forward, and frankly, it'll also give your speculative muscles practice, too. Part of fiction is confabulating and creating artificial realities.
So don't worry if that species of bamboo is not supposed to be on that island.
Right. If you have a flawed premise,
just let it be
you
there.
Can either... Yeah, you can just run with it. The number of people who will notice is usually fairly small. And if later on the fact that it's a flawed premise actually does present a problem to you, you can make that problem part of the story. So like if there's mm-hmm. If you've put the wrong species of bamboo on the island and later you get stuck, well, having one of your characters realize that that species of bamboo is not from that area
mm-hmm.
can give them a clue to the history of the island.
Okay.
So giving yourself permission to just run with it is really important because, like I said, it's not that accuracy isn't good. It is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the need to make everything perfectly accurate is just a sneaky way for your perfectionistic internal censor to keep putting the brakes mm-hmm. on your storytelling.
Right.
And when you're early in your career, mastering that sensor is way more important than marshaling your research muscles.
Okay.
Marshaling your research muscles becomes much more important later on. But first, you got to defeat that sensor or there's no point.
Okay. So another thing that's distracting me is that I can't seem to work in silence. I'll switch from doing background music, but the background music has to fit the mood of the story or it doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And if I put on a lecture or something remotely informative, I get distracted by that. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And I stop writing to listen to what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I know you work with audio
mm-hmm.
in the background all the time. And
yes.
The audio choices you make seem like they would drive me crazy when I'm working. How do you pick or the right background noise to work without losing where you are?
Well, if it's music, it's mood. I'll curate basically a playlist for the right mood, that for the mood I mm-hmm. want to get into. For background audio, for like spoken word stuff, there's this sweet spot of novelty. right? So in the background, I rarely listen to a lecture about a topic that I know nothing. I will put on lectures about things that I'm very familiar with and just let it play in the background, because then it's just, you know, it's review. And I will occasionally pick up extra stuff. Or I'll put on a lecture that I've listened to that lecture before and run it several times so that my subconscious can absorb more of the ideas.
Okay.
But the basic idea is that you're looking for something that sort of mimics the effect that you'd get in a coffee shop or in a room at your house where people are doing stuff but no one's interacting with you. What that does, it sets up a low-level bar that you have to leap over in order to concentrate, and that actually forces you to concentrate hard enough to get into the story.
Okay.
It's an anti-fragile thing. There's a lot of good psychological research to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Silence is an important part of the creative life, but it's not actually, especially too much of it, is not actually conducive to productivity.
Mm-hmm.
You need a bit of distraction that you have to overcome. And if you are in a quiet place, you got to provide that for yourself. If you're working in a coffee shop, you don't have to worry about it because the environment provides that low level of distraction.
Okay.
So if you're having trouble picking lectures, at the beginning of your writing shift, before you sit down to write, pick a lecture you're interested in, maybe one that'll stimulate your thinking about something that you're dealing with in your story.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it through by itself. That's the only thing you're doing. You're watching this thing and absorbing the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Then, say the lecture's an hour long, run it a couple times in the background while you're working.
Okay.
All the stuff will be familiar to you, so it'll be a minimum level of distraction, but it'll keep stimulating those same thought pathways that you were hoping to stimulate in the first place.
All right. I think I'll give that a try.
I guess I should get to my check-in then. So I actually had a better day today, despite having an incredibly busy day with lots of very unexpected distractions, including a cluster headache. I did get 2,062 words done. And it's because I'm at one of those points in the story where it opens up, so...
Excellent.
In this children's book of mine, now that we've moved past the torture and the murder, now we've got organized crime. So I don't know where this thing is going, but it's getting really weird. My protagonist is learning the ropes in an organized crime family.
Oh, excellent. I like this.
So yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hope when it's done, it's actually fit for purpose, because otherwise it's going to be a pain to market it.
Well, what's new there?
Well, there's that. Alrighty, well, we better get going on, because we got a lot more to do tonight before bed. So that'll do it for us for tonight. I hope you all are doing well. Ed, if you're listening, I haven't quite caught you yet, but I'm coming for you. I'm well past 26,000 now, and I should be overtaking you despite the fact that you have doubtless started a second project and are continuing to try to exploit your gain. I will catch you. Or at least I'll try. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.